anyone got questions?
Ready.
Okay, we are live. So it is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, November 28th, 2023. We will call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Enright.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on November 14th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I had none.
I didn't see any either, so I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up is the solid waste amendment agreement for the 3-year extension for our trash. At the last meeting, you'll remember that Nicole brought up the change in the community cleanup prices, the error there. We did go back with them, go back to them, and they did make that adjustment. So with that, any questions, comments, concerns about that from last time? Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the amendment to the fourth amendment to solid waste, yard waste, recycling, collection, and disposal agreement as presented. I do want to make it clear recycling isn't a part of this, but this is kind of the standard that we've used in the past. So that was a motion.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the street parking closing request for the Whitley County Community Christmas, or Christmas around the courthouse, or it has lots of different names, but they're setting it, they set up for it this today, during the day. So this is for Friday and Saturday, December 1st and 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. This is its kind of as always, it appears. Only real comment on there, unless there was another comment made, was Sean's. That you had said you weren't 100% sure of all the power pole plugs, but...
All right. None, half those don't work, and I know we've never given permission for use of those anyway, but...
Yeah. But typically they run to the corner, don't they?
Correct.
To the corner, yeah.
Correct. So.
So anyways... Because those lights light up, and that's when the power plugs turn on, right?
No, they're on a separate breaker.
Gotcha.
That is typically turned off, but it's on for the pull wraps right now.
Ah, okay. Okay. That makes sense. Makes sense. Any questions regarding the request? Any other issues from the department heads? Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the, really it's the parking space closure along the south side of the courthouse square for the Whitley County Community Christmas Celebration as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is final pay request for application number five. Final pay request application number five for the CSO 19 improvement project. Mike Cook.
Yeah, this, like you said, is the final pay request number five. This was the retainage on the project of $12,165. Everything is completed on it. It's my recommendation that we pay the $12,165 to Everest Excavating, and that will close out the project completely then.
Okay. Questions from the Board of Works? Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve pay application number five for the CSO 19 improvement project in the amount of $12,165 as presented.
Second. I do also have pictures here if you want to see them before and after.
I'm sorry?
I have pictures here if you want to see them before and after.
Okay. You guys want to see it now or you want to wait till
after?
We'll see them after board. Thank you.
Perfect.
Can you second it?
Yes.
Well, okay. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, we'll go to bills.
Already?
Yep. We're burning through the agenda today.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $800,876.18 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated November 28, 2023 for check payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion that we pay all accounts payable in the amount of $297.56 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated November 28, 2023 for EFT payments.
Also second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $273,238.68 plus overtime in the amount of $4,776.05 for a total of $278,014.73 from the pay file ending November 11th, 2023.
You repeat that.
Yep.
You want me to?
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay the November 2023 meter deposits and credits in the amount of $2,507.03.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Did I get them all?
You did? Right? I didn't see anything else. Great job. Department head reports. Terry.
Well, Spillman downloaded an image today for our server, so we hope to get that new server built in the next day or so for that. And SOS will be running a fiber for the sign out at the Eagle Park office tomorrow, terminating that. We'll also be terminating fiber out at the water department for a couple of the wells. And also be looking to see if we can locate and fix the break in our fiber.
Okay. That's a system-wide break?
It's just affecting cameras, and there's rerouting, but it's getting worse. So.
Okay. So of the strands that are in the tube, it is potentially just one of the strands?
I'm thinking maybe it's getting into the second one because some of our phones are having issues.
Oh, okay.
It's growing, so whatever it's broke, it's getting worse.
So the squirrels are continuing nibble on that particular
on that cloud. Don't call my office phone is what we're saying.
Call his cell phone. His number is.
Thank you. Questions of Terry? Thank you. Sean?
So obviously you've seen the Christmas decorations around town. The guys worked hard the last few weeks getting those set up, getting them repaired as best they can, as best as the linemen can repair a Christmas decoration. they did a great job. I just want to shout out to Brad Wygent and the guys for decorating the truck for the parade this year. They did a great job. RMC did a great job with their truck as well. It's became a great little tradition between the two of us.
Sure.
So I appreciate their work on that. The 69 conversion project that you've heard me talk about for the last 3.5 years, we officially have converted our north substation to 69 kV compatible. We will be energizing that transformer tomorrow at 69 kV. If you hear a lot of boom to the north, I will retire within 5 to 10 minutes of that. So,
good to know.
So then once we get that one done, we're going to move to the west substation and work our way around town. There will be a system-wide blank in power going to the new AEP 69 kV. Right now, the plan is to do that Friday morning, this Friday, the 1st, between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m., but there's a chance we might get ahead of schedule tomorrow. We may do it Thursday morning between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Okay.
That'll be a 5 to 10 second outage is all it'll be, but just want, if everybody wakes up and their clocks are blinking, it's because we have to go to this new AEP system. We can't tie it into the old system, so
okay.
We've got a drop in pit, as they call.
So is there a chance that it doesn't happen Friday?
There's always a chance, but let's hope not. I'm leaning more towards doing it Thursday morning. They're doing really well. It's actually converted, and we just have to do some testing and make sure they have phasing and rotation and things like that, impedance, and everything's correct. So once we verify that tomorrow on Wednesday, then our plan would be to switch it over on Thursday morning.
Okay.
We're planning to do it, like I said, 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. before everybody's out of bed, before companies start, you know, doing business. That'd be 5 hours before Chip gets up, so it'll be good. Okay. Also, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the
purchases we're looking at in the next 6 months or so. We had a printer on the agenda for last year. We kind of pushed that off to see what the cost of this conversion would be. It looks like we're well under budget on that, so I'm moving forward with the replacing the printer that's 15 years old. We typically try to go less, right around 10, but we've pushed this one out. It's been a really great machine, so I am going out and getting quotes for to replace that trencher. I should have those for you the next meeting. Also, we've got a bucket truck that was due to be replaced 2 years ago that I'd like to get permission to go out and do specs and get bids on for that tonight, because that is approximately an 18-month build. Mm-hmm. So if we do approve anything, it'd be 2025, mid-2025 before we got anything. So on top of that, our tree truck, which is 20 years old now and is obsolete, they don't even make parts to repair it, so if it breaks, we're kind of in a bad spot. I'd like to get permission to get bids on that one. Lead time on that one is approximately 3 years. So I would like to get that going sooner than later, because, again, the truck that's replacing is obsolete. They don't even make replacement parts for it. So today I'd like to go out and get specs done and quotes for that, and maybe move forward with that in the next few months so we can get it on the schedule anyway. So,
are we okay with him getting the specs mm-hmm. for the two trucks and go out and get bids for the trencher?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want to get into a situation where it now becomes unsafe to use, that now you're down another truck.
Right. And we do have them inspected every year, so we'll know if it gets to that point. So.
Okay.
So I appreciate that. That's all.
Yep, you have approval. Thank you. Jeff, I'm going to go to Tom because he's requested it. So I'm sorry. Tom.
Our hiring process, it finally got publicized. Went through kind of a debate on whether to do look at another lateral process or a full-out hiring, and after speaking with the mayor, we decided to go with a full-out hiring process. It enables more people to get in the process. It's not as streamlined, but we're in a spot where I think we can comfortably do that right now. We finally got our truck specs and ready to go out for bid. We're going to get with Rosie later, Thursday or Friday? And probably send that out for bid that we got approval for earlier in the year, as long as that's still okay. Again, like Sean said, the lead times on these things are just crazy. So hopefully we can get that in. Came in this morning. 101 had a engine light on it. We knew that it had a recall that we'd been kind of kicking down the road because we didn't have 102 back from being repaired. So we kind of kicked that can down the road, and well, it came back to haunt us this morning. The turbo, some kind of a sending unit for the turbo had dropped out, so 101 is not in service now. And while I've been sitting in this meeting, our mechanic who was in charge of trying to get 102 back up and running, they finally got it done, and he's willing to meet me halfway this evening if I can be excused to go. Reese and I are going to head and meet them halfway to pick that truck up. Kind of get this out of a little bit of a hot spot here. So with that, Mayor, may I be excused to make a road trip?
Tom. Mm-hmm. You are excused.
Thank you.
Chip?
I've lost my train of thought. So 100 South Sewer Line started yesterday. They moved in pipe trailers and flag trees to be removed. We're getting ready to bid. Eagle Park advertising starts in 1st December. And then Westgate, we're moving forward with that. Trail is getting ready to be bid. Just one of the multiple projects I'm working on. So
everything that's been backed up is going to be released very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very bad.
So, questions of Chip? Thank you. Mike?
I guess we're going to help Chip tomorrow over at Eagle Park find something.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
We was going to do it sooner than that, but like I said, he wanted to wait till it was cold enough that we would freeze while doing it. especially when we're going to be using the Vactor and spraying water. So
okay.
He's only thinking of us. Other than that, we've just been trying to keep everything from freezing up.
Yeah.
In this cool weather.
Okay. Question the mic. Thank you. Gary.
All right. The lighted Christmas parade went well. Had a couple issues with folks before the parade about complaining about no parking in the 200 block of West Van Buren, but we handled that.
Okay.
They made some comments on Facebook. But
was that business owners or residents?
Residents.
Okay.
There, you know, there, I think there was plenty of places to park. But, you know,
we've talked about this for a long time,
right.
And that is if you do a one-block circle when our streets are closed, a one-block circle, there's plenty of parking spaces. Right. Plenty of parking spaces. So.
Your spot was open all night.
Sorry, I'm sure it was. I'm sorry you have to walk a block
right.
to come to a downtown parade. So. Yeah.
So, but other than that, it went pretty good.
Yeah.
It was busy.
Yeah.
We're doing a pre-planning meeting this week for RAID, which is our mass notification mm-hmm. system. Hopefully, we'll kick that mass notification off in January. Received our new pistols, like I said. They're out at the range this week doing a training and qualification on them. Getting a lot of positive feedback of how much better guys are shooting and qualifying. So
okay.
I think it's a big plus. Gearing up for like the community Christmas or walk around the courthouse. We'll be putting cones out for them on Friday so they can set them out when the courthouse people leave. Again, Officer Thomas is taking over the patrolling for presence. And again, that's at Pages Crossing on December 16th. And I can't say enough about how impressed I am with this community, how much support they're giving back this year.
Yeah.
And, doing a great job of that.
Great.
So I want to thank the community for that. Dispatch, just running smooth.
Okay. Question of Gary. Thank you. Mike.
We received the new pump and base bracket for 600 East, which we ordered several months ago. UV system is shut down. Everything's stored for winter. Discharge brackets for the flood blowout pump. We ordered those November of last year. They were supposed to be here in June of this year, and we just got them this month. Along with that, is Marcia going to be here this evening?
I don't think so.
Okay. I have to get with her. On the pumps that I ordered last November, they were supposed to be here in October, and we don't have those. I've got a quote. I got all the information today. I went through the specs, looked at everything on that, compared them, and I can get a brand new pump from Flight or two pumps, whatever you would approve, but I'm not ready to present that quite yet. You talk to her first. I want to cancel the one order. And then the other ones, they've got three pumps in your warehouse. I can have them in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
To be ready to go.
Excellent.
And they take our two brackets that we got, do a little bit of machining on the pump on their end so it doesn't void the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
We take it, put it right into place.
Nice.
Our Headworks pumps, we had the same company come in, Vinyl Mud Indianapolis, come in, look at those. We had one that was having issues. And it wasn't actually the pump. It's in the controlling status module. And there's a small computer in the top of each one of the pumps. And that's functioning fine. It's just the monitor itself is malfunctioning and sending the wrong signal, it's telling the pump to shut off because it's not safe to run.
Gotcha.
So it shuts itself down when it doesn't need to. So we want to replace all these. I was hoping I would have that quote tonight. I do not. Someone to get that. That's probably going to be the next Board of Works meeting.
Okay.
But we monitor two or three settings on the pumps. With the new ones, we're going to increase that because I found out during this that those were put in before I took over. So I did not actually realize this, but there's so many more monitoring points that we can do. We can do variant temperatures and everything like that. So we're going to go with a little bit bigger model.
Okay.
And to be able to look at more information. I looked it up today when those pumps were new. They were $49,646 a piece. We have three of them, and that was in March of 2007. So they've been in service for 16 years, and if we blow one up now and can't repair it, it's $100,000 for one.
That's about right.
So we're going to go with a new monitoring system and try to watch everything.
Yeah.
See if we can't get some more. You ever thought of this? The last thing I have is last week I ordered needle-resistant gloves for everybody on my staff. They came to me and said they're seeing more and more needles when they're working in stations. So each staff member, including myself, now has a pair of needle-resistant gloves. So when they're working on things like that, hopefully it will protect their hands, because that is a whole lot cheaper than if somebody gets stabbed by a needle.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely.
We're still looking into this. I'm not going to say the locations where there is, but there's several of them, then a lot. So we'll see how that goes, and then I'll see if somebody can put maybe something else on social media. I might actually go to this area myself and have a conversation.
Yep. So. Okay. Good enough.
And that's all I have. If you have a question.
Well, thank you. I know at the last meeting, Walt, you had talked about the disposal of needles and the opportunity that places have or don't have to do that. So it's really apropos in that regard, and, you know, depending on kind of what direction that goes as well. I mean, you know, Gary may in some ways be involved in that in the future too. So we just want to make sure that people are safe, and especially our employees who are handling that kind of stuff. So, okay. Thanks, Mike. Questions? Okay. Thank you. I have a report from Kelly, who wasn't able to be here tonight, but obviously Santa's house is uptown now. They apparently, last week, they got through the east side of town picking up leaves, but the west side leaf machine had clutch troubles, and so they didn't get the west side completed, so they're going to start out this, they've started out this week working on the west side with the other machine, and hopefully they get the other machine fixed, if that makes sense. So they're hoping to work on those kind of things. So. Besides that, I'm going to introduce Olivia. You want to introduce yourself, name and grade level, and then what you what we did at the Youth Council.
I'm Olivia Moore. I'm a sophomore, and last week we learned about state government, and then we talked about possible downtown changes by Columbia City Connect, and then we visited the Autumn Trace Retirement Home, and we took a tour and discussed volunteer opportunities for December.
Great. Questions? Thank you. Rosie?
Moore.
Moore.
Mm-hmm. I don't
have anything. Let's see what I have for you. So obviously we were off Thursday and Friday here, but by all accounts, as Gary mentioned, the parade went really well, so I thought that was great. We have a lot of things that are being worked on kind of in the periphery right now, but Chip and I met today with our retail consultant, if you will, and he was here in person to kind of look over the market, look over different properties, meet with a developer, and to get contacts for other developers, things like that. So. I think overall it was a really successful meeting. Do you have anything to share you want to share about that?
Shocking successfully.
Yeah.
I feel like.
He was very, I think, overly complimentary about our community and the opportunities that we have, and the fact that we have consistently, as you are all well aware, been passed over. We've been looked over because of the size of our community, not understanding the full market that we're reaching. So he seemed to be really positive about some opportunities for sure. So. Not just in the restaurant space, but in the retail space in general. So, got lunch with the mayor coming up on Friday, and let's see what else. As you're probably, well, we actually had a couple of people that have passed recently. Matt Hayden's dad, Vic, recently passed away, and I think visitation for that's tonight. We also had a tree board member, Gloria Banker, who passed away as well. And I don't know, I think she's my appointment, but I don't know if she may be your appointment. I'm not 100%, well, York being council. Mm-hmm. So I will figure that out, but that just happened recently. So condolences to their families. Besides that, I don't think I got anything else right now. So, oh, I will. I'm sorry. Next week I'll be at Mayor School Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to kind of bone up on stuff and help the new mayors kind of get their feet under them. So, Walt.
Nothing.
Nicole.
Nothing.
We have no press. We have no audience. So we will call the meeting adjourned.